been a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah, you're right. Sorry, dog's just in the garden.
4 months.
Kicking off. Is that how long it's been?
I think
it was the last one was in January.
To be fair, we recorded one, and then I just didn't do anything with it. So to everyone who's listening, thank you for coming back. We hope you've got your back. We hope you aren't all fucked off. That'd be a tragedy. But a lot's happened in the last 3 or 4 months, or however long it's been since the last episode. Mm-hmm. For a start, West went on tour for the first time. For the first time since the pandemic, yeah.
No. Because we didn't put the episode where I spoke about the American tour, did I? Yeah. Did we? Yeah. So I've been on tour twice now, which is mad to think, isn't it?
Everything's getting back to normal-ish.
Well, so it seems, yeah. Which is good. Finally. Took long enough, didn't it?
Touch wood. Let's go through that then, because obviously first tour back properly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What was it like? I had a fucking laugh.
You had a laugh? Why?
The gig in Manchester.
Oh, fucking hell, yeah. Ripped your pants. Pals is still going on about it. What did you do? Try and do a high kick and ripped your trousers?
Yeah. Do you have like a band pre-warm-up thing where everyone just gets in the zone? Because there was just like 10 minutes of Hatebreed and really loud hardcore music for a bit where everyone was just looking really, really fucking psyched.
It's what we do.
Normally there we go.
Just stick songs that we actively listen to and don't sound anything like, but wish we did.
I was consumed by the energy in the room, essentially.
Yeah.
And as a result, ripped my pants horrifically.
We normally just stick riffs on. It's normally like Power Trip is a good go-to a lot of the time to throw on. Just throw some tunes on and don't really do any warm-ups. I warm up a bit more now because I'm old. I'm 30 now. So I have to actually warm up like my joints and stuff, because on the American tour that we were on, I was honestly coming off stage the first week or two thinking like, I'm not sure I can move around anymore. And that wasn't like me being sarcastic. That was me like coming off being like I'm hobbling off stage and it's bad. Like my ankles are fucked. Like
your ankles are fucked because you're spinning around like a dickhead every night.
Well, you got to give the people what they want, haven't you? they're not coming for the old hand dexterity, are they? They're coming to see me jump around like a Wally. So, yeah, I ended up, just taking a step back and being like, I need to start stretching. Mm. And then I started taking supplements for my joints as well. So I'm on like
getting old, aren't we?
Yeah, turmeric, glucosamine sulfate, and cod liver oil every day for my joints and my ankles and my knees and everything. So yeah, that's helped a lot. And I was wearing compression socks every night in on the US tour. They were that bad at one point where it was like I have to wear these dead tight socks to basically fucking keep my ankles in place.
How old? So, who were you out with in the US? How old was everyone else on the tour?
Of a similar age, to be honest. But a lot of people tend to like people will rock out, but they won't like. You know, it's become my thing now, isn't it, to just fucking jump around like a knob. So,
yeah.
Started it in my early 20s when I was sprightly and could do it, and now it's kind of like I don't want people to come and not happen. So, I'm having to take precautions in everyday life to make sure I can carry on doing it, which is like eating healthier and not like and exercising and stuff now. Like, yeah, that happened on that tour. There was a point where I came off stage, looked in the mirror at one point and was like, who's that? Like, this is bad. Like, who's this?
Did you have one of them?
Yeah, I was like, who is this fat man? And then the day after, I went to this store when we were in LA on the show day and ended up trying on a pair of pants, and for the first time in my life I didn't fit into a 32. I had to buy a 34, and I was like, no more sweeties, no more beers, no more fizzy drinks, no more fucking junk food.
What's wrong with 34? You're saying 34 waist is a fat waist?
No, I'm not. But for someone of my frame, 34 is. You're way taller than I am. You're muscly. I'm not. Thank you. You're in good shape at the minute. I've seen you. You've been doing all the CrossFit stuff, haven't you, mad dad?
Well, I have, yeah. I think you're in better shape. Look at this. Look at just two lads complimenting each other on there. More of this nice, manly, positive reinforcement. If you're listening and you've got male mates out there, tell them how nicely look when you see them.
So what this has become now is it's a fitness podcast. So we used to sit around eating sweets, playing video games, but now we're too busy running and lifting heavy shit.
Well, that's the difference though, because cardio, fuck that. Like, running is like, how long have you been doing it for now then?
Since January.
And how far are you running?
I do a lot of 5Ks in the week, or like I do like two or three 5Ks in the week, depending on how I'm feeling.
See, that's not a normal thing.
And then I'll do a big one on a Sunday. So the big one's normally 10 to 16. Yeah, kilometers. So that's my week. When was the last time I ran? What day is it today? Wednesday. I ran on Sunday. So I'm going to go out for one tomorrow. I'll probably do about 10 tomorrow. And then I'll do another one. I can't run on Sunday because I'm going to a gig. So I'll run on Saturday. Friday. Sorry.
How do you find the motivation to do it?
Stick all my running gear by the front door.
Yeah.
Literally in the way. So I either have to move it and feel terrible or get in it and go. Honestly.
I do the same.
Yeah. That or and I've really, like, this sounds so stupid saying this, but like I've really got back into actively like listening to new music.
Yeah. So it's an excuse to actually do that. And
yeah, honestly, for years, and I'm not joking when I say years, like, I don't know, the last thing I wanted to do was like hear new bands and stuff and like actually actively listen, just because one, with 2 years being off from touring and not hearing music every day. I know that sounds like a silly excuse, like, oh, I hear it all the time. I always hear music. I'm always surrounded by it. I don't want to listen to it. But like,
no, it don't, because it gets fucking boring without.
Yeah, but I found like a lot of like new bands that I'm really like into at the minute that sound like bands that I loved like 10 years ago.
Go on, then. It's like the new. They can get a shout out to all five of our listeners.
Yeah. Plug here. One Step Closer are really good. They sound like Have Heart, Turning Point type stuff. They basically sound a bit like Spires, my old band, if we knew how to write good music. And some of them playing in another band called Anxious, who are really, really good. They've been on tour like past 10 weeks or something, the Mad Eds. So they're good. There's another band called Burning Strong, who are really good. There's a band from Leeds called Big Cheese. They were fucking sick. They're hilarious. You would crease at them. It's just riffs. It's really, really good.
Let's get them on.
Maybe. I know Joe.
Guys, do you like games? Actually,
they do. Joe, their bassist, plays Destiny 2. Like, hard. Like, literally, like, plays it properly. Because he filled in on guitar for Higher Power on that UK tour that we did. Yeah. And then the last night, we were just talking, and I heard him out of earshot say something about the Witch Queen, and I was like, "You talking about Destiny 2? And he's like, "Yeah, why?" And he's like, "I don't know anybody else who still plays that game other than me, Jarv, and like Bing and everyone."
See, that's what I mean. You're gonna have to do some kind of like fucking check, like gaming comprehension test, because no disrespect to Nath or Jarv if they're listening, but as soon as they start talking about Destiny 2, I am fucking bored. Because there's so much. Do you know what I mean? There's so much in it now. It's so deep.
Yeah,
it sounds. It sounds like if a high school jock was taking the piss out of like fantasy games, where it's like, oh, you need to see the Dark Lord Nebula and then get the Sword of Truth and then track. Do you know what I mean? That's what everything in Destiny sounds like, where it's just so intense.
It's fun though. Even still, like games like came out 2017, so it's like 5 years old at this point, which is fucking mad. And I still love it. I still, like, I'll buy every expansion that comes out for it. I'm not as into it as Jarv and everyone. Like, for anyone that doesn't know, Jarv and Nath are Ombler's old bandmates and Demoralizer, and still are, like, good mates. And they absolutely cane Destiny. They love it. But, yeah, I've not touched it really properly in a while. I bought Witch Queen, didn't finish the campaign. I might go back to that at some point. Probably want to get that done, to be honest.
I'll tell you what's impressive, though. I think seeing how well Destiny has sustained its fan base, and I think that's the one thing that Nath and Jarv are always saying, like, the community is, like, really, really strong, but more importantly, Bungie, like, the way they keep the community up to date and issue updates and stuff like that, all of that stuff is just, like, shit hot, because I'm not sure if you've seen... I've been keeping up much with Halo Infinite recently, but obviously we were chatting about that in terms of, like, before the game came out, I was like, I can't fucking wait for this. And I think we were both excited as, like, Halo 3 players.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things now where, like, I've dived back into it now because they've launched a new season, which means I can finally upgrade my character again because I maxed out on the Battle Pass, which, to be honest, made playing completely pointless. Like, I had no incentive to play, but... Mm-hmm. Even now, looking at it, like, the main focus of this season is a free-for-all mode, single player, and it just goes completely against the idea of me going online in the first place. Because let's be honest, I think at this age, I think even when you're younger, I think a lot of the reasons you actually gravitate towards video games is because of that community aspect where you get to chat with mates. Do you know what I mean? There's a nice social element there. Like, I'll go on to my Xbox or my PlayStation to catch up with old schoolmates or chat to Nath and Jarv and stuff, because that's a good way to chat to them and do something cool. But if the game I'm excited about is forcing me into single player modes where we can't actually play together in order to progress, it's like, nah, fuck that. I'll just find something else to play.
Yeah. It's a shame, really, because the gameplay of it's really fun. When it came out, quite a bit of the campaign. I didn't finish it. I was enjoying it. And then I played about an hour or two of the multiplayer, and it was good. But, like, I don't know. It just felt like it was quite. I played like four or five games, and I wasn't incentivized to keep playing. Yeah. If that makes sense, I felt the progression system was weird. It wasn't like. Do you remember the first time you booted up Modern Warfare?
Yeah,
and, like,
yeah.
You crawl, like, five levels, and it's like, ping, 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 you unlock this attachment and all this. It's like, wow, and then it makes a difference to the gameplay. Like, I don't feel that Halo Infinite has that. I feel it's all just locked behind cash, which is kind of depressing.
And what's weird is I don't know how much you played Halo Reach, but Reach had similar to COD... where you've got all the upgrade trees for all the different weapons, and even if they don't really mean anything, still just to have that progression there that you can keep track of in terms of, oh, I'm going to work towards, like, 100 kills with this weapon or whatever else. Like, you're still... It's that constant incentivization kind of thing, whereas on this, there's jack shit. You get four challenges that you can do at once, and you need to do those to get XP, but literally three of my challenges at the moment are related to the single-player thing. So I've only got one spare challenge box, and I can't be arsed playing through that single-player mode. Have you seen it? It's like a battle royale thing, basically, but single-player.
No. I'll tell you what I did jump back into the other day.
What?
Which is surprising. You just said battle royale. Have you played Fortnite no build mode?
No. I've seen it, though.
It's fucking good. It's not bad, honestly. And that was the exact same thing that I thought, and I was like... And then I remembered to myself, the one thing I've always, always said about Fortnite is... I'd probably quite enjoy the gameplay if there wasn't any building. And I'm not joking, like, and fucking you can roast me for this, whatever. It ain't bad. It's actually quite fun.
I agree. It's a good game.
Yeah.
I would have stuck with it longer if I managed to get my head. Because I think it's all reflexes and stuff, innit?
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, if we were playing this game when we were 13. And this was the game, if Fortnite was our Halo 3, I'd like to think that we'd be the dickheads where as soon as someone starts shooting at us, straight away without even thinking about it, we're then 10 foot in the air and we're going hard. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
and it's just reflex automatic. I can't do that at my age now, which is why I sacked Fortnite off, because when I was playing it, I was like, ah, now I'm having to build a tower because somebody's shooting at me and I don't know. And it just got too much.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. It was the building thing that threw me off, and I was like, I'm never, ever, ever under any circumstance going to invest enough time in this game to get to that point. So at least now, if I'm getting shot, it's just because I'm shit at the core mechanics of it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You just know you're really bad.
Yeah, I'm just poo. I'm just actually bad at the game.
Right, so before we dive into Elden Ring and inevitably spend the rest of the fucking podcast talking about it, how was touring again? Like, what was that? What was it like to be back?
Good. Really
How did it go as well?
Really well. Obviously, long story short, US tour got cut short 3 days, but we still did 5 weeks without anyone on the entire tour getting COVID, which is a fucking miracle. And when by the time we did get it, it was at the end, so we only had to miss 3 shows, which sucked because they were 3 big ones that we were really looking forward to. The last two were sold out, New York and Worcester, which is basically Boston. So that kind of sucked, but it was, we made the best of a bad situation, got 5 weeks out of it. And then UK tour went off without a hitch. Was just really fun. It's just nice to be back doing it. Like the first show, as always, a bit rusty, energy levels definitely lacking. Was fucking going from not playing anything to playing an hour and a half set every night was just an interesting decision on our part, but by the end of it we were like a well-oiled machine, and like an hour and a half feels like nothing now. It's also very good cardio to go back to the fitness loading podcast. But yeah, it's just nice to be back at it, and we're off out again end of the month. We're doing Red Rocks in Colorado with Black Bear. So it's Black Bear, Neck Deep, State Champs, Mod Sun. And then fly home, and we do Slam Dunk. And then we go from Slam Dunk to Europe for 3 or 4 weeks and do like a European tour. So that'd be the first time we've been there in like 3 years. So we're just excited to just get back at it. Do you know what I mean? Like, we haven't been mainland Europe since the summer of 2019. We've never even toured the last record there. So it's going to be, hopefully be good. Hopefully people care. Hopefully people remember it's happening.
Is this the one you had to push back because you couldn't do, yeah.
Four times. So it's happening now. So we're actually doing it, which is good.
Because finally, I'm going to a festival in Germany, and I think they've just said, I am hosting a day's worth of game music talks.
Where at?
A festival called Gamevention in Neumünster at a venue called the Hollandstallen.
Little plug there.
So it's going to be basically a lot of really cool people talking about licensing music for video games, music in the metaverse, how to compose music for video games in terms of what does the future of the industry look like how is next gen hardware going to ship, like kind of how soundtracks are being created.
Yeah.
And I can't believe I've forgotten the other panel. Basically just kind of like the entire creator economy around video game music in terms of like now that game music is so popular, it's kind of become a business in its own right in terms of like you've got a dedicated like vinyl community and like physical soundtrack scene.
Yeah.
There's literally a portion of academia dedicated to video game music called ludomusicology, which is just the study of video game music. I'm reading a book at the moment, and if you're listening to this and you're fascinated by game audio and game soundtracks or just sound tech in general, check out the Cambridge Companion to Video Game Music. It sounds like it's going to be a boring read. It's not. It's fucking incredible. There's so much stuff in there. Just like I'm learning so much shit just in terms of like cool people that have done stuff for game soundtracks or just like how certain hardware ended up shaping like what we know as game audio today. It's really, really cool. Go and read that book, go and buy that book, get it on your bookshelves.
I'll have a go.
But yeah.
Got nothing else to read. Not that I read. Pivot.
So yeah, where was I going? Basically, yeah, so the organizer was basically saying it's only very recently that Germany has kind of followed most of the world, I guess, in terms of going, we're back open for business with
fucking Japan. Still shut. They said, listen, I'm talking to you right now.
You've been chatting to the fucking PM.
Listen here, Japan. Look at the depth of field on that. They said the other day, the Prime Minister said that they're opening in June. So the second that border opens, I will be on a fucking flight. You watch. Ooh. I cannot wait.
That's good.
I've been starved of my yearly excursions, so gotta go.
I can get that holiday booked on that sick.
Yeah. Right. Are we going on to Elden Ring then?
New outbreak wave pending.
Don't.
Yeah, I wanted to Slam Dunk.
Yes.
That's probably how big is that gonna be?
Well, we're headlining.
That's what I mean. So is that like one funny. Of that will be one of your biggest headline shows so far, I guess, weren't it?
Yeah, which is hilarious. Considering the first time we played it, we had to get voted onto it and win a fan competition 9 years ago. So it's a nice round robin thing. And don't you worry, I'm telling you now again, there will be merch commemorating the fact that we were once a competition winner. There will be a shirt and a flag. Don't you worry.
How does one prepare for a headline appearance at Slammy D? What have you got planned, or do you not want to tell anyone about it? Or are you just going, fuck it, we'll take the money and do naff all?
I'll tell you, we're repurposing the set, so we're repainting it, changing it up a bit. And it's 10-year anniversary of our first EP, so we're going to play, not the full thing, but I think we haven't decided the set list yet, which is hilarious because the show is in less than a month. We're going to play like a good chunk of that EP, I think, is the plan.
That's cool.
And have a little set bit of the set of that. But we're not doing like anything fucking like mental. We're just going to go up there and do what we do every time at Slam Dunk, which is not make it about the production, just go up there, do what we do best. And
good old fashioned pop punk. Yeah.
Bit of fucking rock. No, we're just going to go up there and just do what we do best and just fucking get it sent.
Are there any bands you're looking forward to seeing? I'm trying to think who's fucking...
Alexis on Fire are playing, but we clash with them, so that's good. let's pull the list up, which is hilarious. This podcast is researched. they keep changing the poster to be like... They'll rotate it. Weekly, I think, where we're on the top some days and then we're not on the others. I want to see a story so far. Really like them. Always have.
Knuckle Puck would be good. Hot Milk?
Yep.
Hot Milk?
They're a band from Manchester.
This is why I know I'm old now, because...
Because you don't know the names.
Do not recognise like any... Actually, no, I do, to be fair.
Right. I will give you my list of bands I want to watch.
Go through let's the stage. Have you got the thingies up?
Oh, I've got the poster up. So on the stage that we're playing...
Let's do
the
main stage first, yeah.
There's three main stages. The rock scene stage, which is the one where...
There's a main stage, isn't there? That's...
Oh, all right, yeah. Well, maybe ours then. So we're doing our stage. Come watch us, because it's just a nice fucking round robin moment, isn't it? Story so far, definitely watch them. Wonder Years, watch them. Knuckle Puck, watch them. Meet Me at the Altar of Playing, they were on here, weren't they? I watched them.
There we go.
And then the Dickies stage. I'm probably all right for probably most bands on there. Maybe a bit of Sum 41 to end the night.
Pennywise.
What's that, sorry?
Pennywise.
Other than Bro Him, I don't know any songs.
Mate, I think it was the last. Oh, I can't remember the name of it. They put out an album, and because I'd never really listened to it before, but obviously I fucking love The Offspring. And I listened to them and I was like, oh God, this is just like proper old school punk rock, like fast as fuck, just D-beat, D-beat, D-beat.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, it's just going to get a bit brighter there. There we go. I just need to adjust the thing.
And I'm guessing what the other main stage is kind of like the metal stage, basically, isn't
it? Yeah, I think so, yeah. There we go, that's better. And then, yeah, Alexis, Beartooth, want to see them. And then who else we got? I watched a bit of Stan Atlantic, they're our mates, that'd be good. Between You and Me and Yours Truly, watch both of them, we had them on here again. So Between You and Me and Yours Truly.
Saw some of it the other day. I was reading, I think I was reading into it. I'll have to ask. I was reading a game soundtrack interview or something, and Michaela was mentioned.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I can't remember what it was for. It was something to do with... I can't remember what it was. I think it was like one of her mates might have been like a game developer or something, or... Death by Romy.
Where's that? Is that on another stage?
Key Club.
Oh, right. Not sure. Not heard of him. On that stage, though, definitely want to see Hot Mulligan. Magnolia Park are really good. Mom Jeans are really good. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to be able to watch all of those bands in one day, but I have 2 days to do it. But yeah, it should be fun. And then we're going to... Go on, they put the Clash Finder up as well now, aren't they? Where they can tell you who you're going to miss if you watch a certain band. So we're playing at the same time as 303, Bears in Trees, Dropkick Murphys. So I think we're pretty good for Clash. And then like we cut into quite a bit of Alexis's set, which is annoying because I would really like to watch them, but I'm not.
Are they got a new album coming out?
I think so. Yeah,
I think they've just put a new song out. Someone was telling me they
did. Yeah, it's good.
Is it good?
It's good. Yeah, yeah.
What's it like?
Alexis.
Yeah, but fuck off, they change the sound like every album.
I mean, I'm not really like too... My favourite Alexis album's Watch Out, so it doesn't sound like that.
Actually, yeah, it doesn't sound like... Yeah.
Nah, Watch Out's better.
Crisis is better.
But it doesn't sound like that. It doesn't sound like Watch Out, but it's good.
I will give it a listen. Right, enough about you then. More about Elden Ring. I've still not finished it. I sacked it off.
I'm saying, literally.
Really going to be a really long chat.
Really long chat for about 10 minutes. I went away to do some stuff, which you'll find out about before Slam Dunk, which is the thing that we had to cut out before. Went away to do some stuff and was away for 4 weeks. And then by the time I got home, I turned it on, died within 5 minutes, and was like, this feels like I'm starting again. I'm turning it off.
Yep.
But leading up until that point, we were all obsessed with it, the entire band. Everybody was playing it, like all of us. It's sick. It's really, really, really good. The open world is really fun. It feels really rewarding to get to a boss, get your ass handed to you, but not be stuck at a wall because you can just fuck off and go and explore and try and find something else. Yeah. That was a big thing for me because there'd be certain From games where I'd find a boss, get stuck on it, be doing a death run over and over again in the same area, doing a boss rush to try and get to the boss to beat it again, losing all my fucking things on the way, getting really annoyed, whereas this time it felt like, oh, there is a solution outside of the core path, which I really, really, really enjoyed. And like the exploration was like really rewarding, I thought. So I really, really liked it for what I played, but I know I'm never going to finish it.
I think that's just like the modern day bean over the age of like fucking 21 or whatever, and do you know,
I wouldn't say so.
No, but just, to an extent, it's because I just feel like games like that, when you step away from them for so long, when you come back, it's like you just kind of feel a bit lost.
Exactly, and it's like it feels like starting the game again. That's the only thing I kept thinking is like, this literally feels like I've just turned this game on. And I've only not played it for 4 weeks. So
how far did you get then?
I think I just got to, is it Leyendel, the Royal City?
Yeah.
And I got
Did you do all of Caelid?
Which one's that?
Like Lava Place at the bottom. Everything just looks fucking horrible.
I did, what's his name? The one that everyone got stuck on, Radahn.
Yeah. So he's in Caelid.
Yeah, I did him. I thought it was easy. I didn't think he... I honestly, everyone was saying he was fucking solid. I didn't get it. If you get all the summons in.
Yeah,
I did it with a bleed build when bleed was strong.
Did you do it post nerf though as well? Because you got nerfed.
He got nerfed.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe then. It was after it's when they boosted Arcane. So bleed was it was after the first major patch where bleed was insane.
Yeah.
That was when I did it. Is that after the nerf?
It might be because again,
yeah. I felt it was dead easy.
I heard the same thing and I did him first go. I thought it was a piece of piss as well because you're right. I was just spamming loads of summons and just lobbing magic at him like a whopper.
I didn't do him first go. It took me a few tries, but like it didn't feel as difficult as everyone was making him out to be. And everyone was saying like, there's this attack where he fucks off into the sky and comes back and he just chins you in a wonner. And it's like, I don't know. Like it's
what
pretty
build
telegraphed.
Did you go for?
Dual Katana, like dual Uchi Katanas. I started as Samurai and just fucking leveling the shit out of the Katanas. So it's just like, so just disgusting bleed, like minging, like horrible, honestly, like plus 18 in one hand and then plus 12 in the other, like absolutely caning. Like Pain. It was sick. Oh, it was sick for a while, but apparently they buffed bleed and then they just nerfed it again, so it's not as strong anymore, which kind of fucking sucks. So even if I do go back, I'm gonna have to do a new build now, which is just another reason for me to not really fucking want to do it too much. I find it strange that they buff and nerf stuff like that in a predominantly PvE game.
No, because I think but then think about
they should balance, think of
the discourse though, because I think that's what With my PR head on, I think a lot of that is kind of right. Who are the people making the most noise about this game? Everybody doing PvP.
Yeah.
If they're pissed off and then they start talking about the game being broken or whatever else, especially Souls fans who, let's be honest, no disrespect to you, I'm going to say I'm a Souls fan as well, but never fucking shut up about Souls.
Yeah.
Like, with, do you know what I mean? Like,
so
it's probably that, but you can never, I think that's the one. So I, interestingly, this is like, I've invested myself into Elden Ring far more than any other Souls game I've played.
Yeah.
But in terms of the PvP, which is what I did a lot of in Dark Souls 3, like me and Nath spent ages just being dickheads in PvP.
It
was just so funny. But on this, it's like, because there's so many weapon combos and like certain builds you can go for, there's just a few builds that just happen to be like more OP than anything else, and people can just spam those. It's all the... Why have I forgotten the name of them? The skills, like Rivers of Blood and stuff like that.
Yeah, the weapon arts.
The weapon arts, yeah.
They're not called weapon arts, are they? Why am I calling them weapon arts? I don't, you know what we mean, though. The fucking...
Yeah.
The Ashes of War. Is that what it is, Ashes of War?
I was listening to that loading podcast last night. Oh, how was it? I thought, they didn't even know what the things were called. They were calling them weapon arts.
They're all fucking... The pair of them, they're thick.
I don't even know what games are.
Piss off, lot of you.
But yeah, basically everybody's spamming River of Blood or Rivers of Blood or fucking plural singular whatever. That Bloodhound step, which basically just adds a dash to you. You've seen that, haven't you? Yeah.
Yeah, which is interesting because I find it really hard to play. I'm not using a shield.
Yeah.
Because I keep thinking I'm playing Sekiro or Bloodborne. I prefer that type of like dashing, and like I would rather dodge than defend, but like this game feels like that if you're not using a shield in some points, like what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
So there's points where I was finding it quite difficult, but like I don't know. I enjoyed my time with it. Like I still have it, but I don't know if I'm gonna rush to go back to it. I don't feel the urge to finish it now.
I didn't when I
was playing it either. I was just enjoying my time with it.
Yeah.
I might pick it up again in like a couple of months when I got a bit more spare time. But I feel that the time investment on it is like quite large. Where did you go up to?
So To be fair, so the first time I hit a wall was
fucking first boss.
I think I was slugging through. I was really, really fucking enjoying it. I think I was starting to see my ass because all of my friends had booked time off work or were just playing while they should have been at work.
Yeah.
And we had a group chat set up and I was like way fucking behind everyone else and everyone else was steaming through. So I was seeing my ass a bit about that. So then I lost that like... I felt like everyone was way ahead of me. So that took a little bit of fun out of it. But I cleared Raya Lucaria, obviously. Yeah. Was steaming through above there. Then just kind of got like, Caelid isn't like a nice, fun... The part of the game I've enjoyed most is the first area of the game.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's... I'm trying to separate, obviously, that being your first experience of the game as well and all of like the positive like emotions that come with that. But I think actually as a landscape to explore...
It's the best.
That first part of the game is the best because there's everything. You've got like that dense forest bit. You've got like the open shallow water bit where you've got the dragon. You've got the beach. You've got all the mountains. You've got the hilltops with... Do you know what I mean? It's like six or seven different landscapes all thrown into one and you can tell it's really, really fleshed out, whereas every other area in the map is kind of like... It's... pretty much it's not that fun to... I didn't find it as fun to explore. So
no, I don't like the big lake bit.
No, that fucked me off. Sucks. Like that lake was horrible and it's got those gross lobster things in there which for some reason are just ridiculously OP. So they basically one shot you.
The fiery bit kind of sucks. Caelid, which is about.
Yeah, because it looked horrible.
And then like, I didn't really explore the royal capital that much, but that seemed pretty similar. And then also, I know there's like a snowy bit up the top.
So that's basically just where I've gotten to now. I can't even remember what it's called. Field of Giants or something.
Yeah, Field of Giants, and there's that big fire giant that you have to try and twat and all. It's meant to be a bit of an arsehole.
But I'm at that point now where it's like I've lost that. Like, what Elden Ring, I was saying this, and everyone I was chatting to agreed with me, where it felt like I was 10 years old again, and I wanted to stay up past my bedtime. Do you know what I mean? Like, that proper gave me that, where I just wanted to carry on plowing through the game because I was having so much fucking fun with it. Yeah. Whereas now it's like I've completely lost that, and I don't think it'll come back.
No, I do agree with you. Like, there was a period where I was like, oh, I'm very excited to play it today. And then, like I was saying before, I just don't feel the urge to get back on it at the minute. I don't know why. I have no idea why.
But it's
amazing. Like, the game itself is sick. Like, it's really, really fucking good. It's just one of them where it's just like, I don't know, there's just nothing really pulling me back right now.
I'm not going to proclaim to be a fucking expert in game dev, and it's probably not as simple as this, but...
Here he is.
But I find it strange. Well, not strange. I think it's weird timing. Here we go with my gaming conspiracies. I think part of the reason behind Breath of the Wild 2 getting delayed again might be because they've seen and/or/played Elden Ring while the game is still in active development and gone, ooh, we could do this or we could do that, or it's a reasonable thing. I mean, every fucker took Zelda's paraglider, didn't they, and put that in.
Well, to be honest.
So let's not act like games don't inspire each other and influence each other. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying that's the sole reason it got delayed. Obviously, it probably was falling way behind, but...
And also, it might have ended up falling around the same release date, because Horizon came out the same day, and no one's talking about Horizon, and that game's meant to be very good.
I feel... That must suck to...
So, there's a good point made by... Do you ever watch any of Donkey's videos on YouTube?
Who's Donkey?
Oh, you'd fucking love him. He's like a... he's like a YouTuber game critic type thing. He's really funny. Like, he's actually like, he's not like, you'd like him. He's good. But he's worth watching. But he did a review of Horizon. He goes, I'll always remember Horizon Zero Dawn as the game that came out the same day that Breath of the Wild came out. And I'll always remember Horizon Forbidden West, the game that came out the same day as Elden Ring. And he's not.
But really- I guess the difference is Horizon Zero Dawn, Breath of the Wild. It's not, Jesus, that was a big burp. It's not a multi-plat game. It's only on Switch. So I think there was still probably a fair amount of people who only had PlayStations or who had a PlayStation and an Xbox and didn't have a Nintendo who still got that game. Because I just remember seeing more people talking about it. Whereas like Horizon Zero Dawn 2, like I don't know any of my friends now. I can't name any friends off the top of my head who have picked that game up. Like,
I have it. Honestly, I have it like in my library, but I haven't played it yet because Elden Ring came out.
I played it for a couple of hours and then fucked it off because Elden Ring came out. More of the same, pretty much, at least so far in the small time I've spent with it. But I loved the first Horizon. I thought it was a fantastic game.
I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing, though.
Oh no, that's what I mean. So that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm saying I loved the first one, because I don't really know what I'd do to change that in terms of switching it up and adding new enemies and new areas to explore, which is basically what they've done. From what I've seen, you've got the underwater sections in this, aren't you? Which, fair play to Guerrilla Software, it looks like the first game that's been made in the last decade where people actually want to explore an open water area. Do you know what I mean?
Like, that takes something as well, because that does take something, like,
because nobody likes water fucking levels in games. Nobody. But it's the way it looks, and I just think Aloy is a protagonist. I really like her. I think she's a great character. Other than the big... Did you play through one and finish it?
Loved it.
Yeah.
Loved every second of it. Thought it was amazing.
But other than the big... I know what the plot is, I guess. I couldn't tell you what...
Oh, I haven't got a fucking... I don't remember. No. I don't remember one story beat.
I remember the big story beat at the end where it kind of flips itself on its head and you kind of go, oh, fucking hell, that's why everything's the way it is. I remember that because that's one of the few moments in the last years I've been playing games where it really got me for some reason. I got proper emotional and I was like, oh, that's real fucking... That. I was like, that's really, really good. But in terms of like, all the factions and like... different
But I'll play it at some point. I'm kind of just waiting. Where it's one of those where I've got a bit of spare, if I've got a bit of spare time, I'll go and I'll have a blast at it. And it's not PS5 exclusive though, is it? Did it come out on PS4 as well?
No, I don't think so.
You sure?
I'm gonna have to Google it now.
I'll have a look. Horizon.
I'm pretty sure it didn't.
I don't think it's cross-platform. You know, I think it's off the
right, two. I'm saying it's not.
It is.
Fuck off.
So it came out on PS4 as well, which bums me out. And this brings me on to something else I wanted to speak about. It's only been 2 years since the fucking PS5 came out.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're like 5 months away from it being 2 years since the PS5 came out. Name me a game other than Demon's Souls that has made you feel like you've had
to be
a PS5.
To be fair,
the only thing that I've seen so far from having one, and I love mine, is just load times are better. I've like a game like Elden Ring, Demon's Souls looks better than Elden Ring.
Yeah.
By miles. Yeah. Miles and miles and miles. But it's supply chain issues, isn't it? Like, obviously.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say, yeah. But I was also going to say, launch for PS4, want that, at least to start with, there was not much at all. I think there was Knack, Last of Us Part One.
No, that was not a launch game.
Was that a couple of months afterwards?
Oh, but no, sorry, you are right, because Came out on PS. I forget it came out on PS3. That. Yeah. I'm just having a look now. PS4 launch titles. Let's see what came out.
There was fuck all.
Octodad.
Game. To be fair, that is. I remember playing that high as sin with Nath and Jav. It was so funny.
Yeah, Knack. That was it, pretty much.
Yeah, literally, and I think it was Last of Us. I think was maybe 3 or 4 months afterwards. I remember. Oh, Destiny. I think Destiny came out
around about that time. Yeah.
Because that's when I was like, "Oh, I've got a game to play now on my new PS4. This is good."
Yeah, that came out on PS3 and 360 as well, though.
Oh shit! Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, it's bad. But yeah, it's nearly 2 years, which is mental. And I don't feel like we've had like the big. I don't think we've had the console seller yet.
No, we've not, because let's be honest, given like you were saying, shortages of pretty much everything, if you're a developer, why would you just want to release something? I mean, look at Returnal. Like, that's a fucking brilliant game. I loved Returnal, but no one's played it, and it's still really fucking expensive, so I don't think many people...
No, and it's not worth that much money. It's a 30 quid game. It's a 30 quid game at best.
Yeah.
It's definitely not a 60 quider.
No.
Absolutely not. Like, that's an extortionate amount of money for that game.
Oh, they've just done a big DLC drop for it, which is really fucking good, and it's free.
I know.
I don't know if it was free. I think I had a download code, so.
I'm just not going to jump back into it, I don't think. It's one of those where it's like, I enjoyed it. It's again, like one of those where it's like, you fall out of it a bit. It's like, I'm going to what I'm doing now. This is too difficult. Because that game's punishing to start with. I hate it.
Oh, God, yeah, it's horrible.
It's only good once you get through to, like, the second part of it, when you unlock, like, the decent weapons with the decent perks. Like, the first half of that game is miserable, and it's not...
I came really close to sacking it off, and the only reason I persevered was because I had a review copy for something I was writing, and I was like, you know what, I can't sack this off and just go into the interview blind. So I carried on. Just the first and second, what are they called in the game? The little, like, domes.
Biomes.
The first one, I was all right. I think that took me, like, 2 or 3 attempts. But second biome, every time, just getting wiped out. Like, desert. No. It was horrible.
No, I liked the second one. It was what's the third one? Is it that temple?
See, I got lucky. And this is, I've spoken about this to a few of my mates. So basically, after struggling for so long on the second one, soon as I did it, must have been having a good run, because I breezed through the second boss in the end, then just breezed through the third one first try.
Once you get
thermogenic launcher, like I was saying, thermogenic launcher with the
full auto on that's hilarious. Yeah. But it's fun in the second half. But then, spoiler alert for anyone listening: 3, 2, 1, you're going to get spoiled. You're about to get spoiled, Lair. When you like finish the game, you have to go back through the first three biomes and the second lot of biomes. Like, there's only three in total, and they're reskins, which is shit to start with.
Yeah,
you have to go back and like find like these random keys. But if you do the first three, you still don't get the unlocks that you get in the second half of the game. You still have to play it as if you were starting again. It fucking sucks.
I did that there. I did that.
I couldn't be arsed. I spent so long.
What sucks even more is the keys that you need to get and not guaranteed to actually spawn.
Yeah, and
so it's still.
Just, I don't know. I might. It's one of them where. I might go back to it. They've added saves halfway through runs as well now, haven't they? So if you're on a good one, you can actually save and quit out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can save and quit out now, which you couldn't at launch. So I might go and see if there's any like decent quality of life improvements and see how it goes.
I think you should. They've basically added like a... I wouldn't call it a hard mode, because it's not... But you know what I mean? One of those where you just climb and climb.
Yeah. Like an endless mode, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give it a go. And if it's
co-op, I think that's co-op as well, actually.
Might be quite fun, maybe. I might have a jump on that one night with you.
Yeah, I'm up for that.
Yeah, see how that goes. I can't guarantee I'm going to be on it for long, because a game like that, if I spy my ass with it, it's not even getting closed, it's getting uninstalled.
Did I tell you I lost my Switch on holiday?
No, you did not.
Yeah, fucking gutted.
Oh, so mate.
Took my Switch away with me on, really fucking hurt the insurance people out listening, but I'm sure they're not. Well, I guess it's kind of a legitimate claim. Anyway.
Sounds it.
Might edit that out. We'll see. We'll see. Anyway. Got on the plane, obviously, to go on holiday, because you need to go on holiday, fly a plane, that's what you do. Took Pokemon Arceus Legends with me, because I'd not been able to find the time in my day-to-day. I wanted to finish it, basically. I just wanted to get through it, kind of thing. I'd put enough time in it where West is basically just fucking sticking his thumbs down, because he thinks
it's shy. I sold it the week I bought it.
Yeah. I just wanted to finish it just to basically get through it. So I was like, right, holiday, like holidays for me are a good time to like just catch up on games sometimes, at least nowadays, now that I'm real fucking busy. Got my Switch out on the plane on the way there, bearing in mind it's a fucking 10.5 hour trip to Mexico and I fucking hate flying. I was like, right, headphones in, Pokemon, this is going to be like my nice little anxiety. I'm not going to feel like I'm about to die every fucking half hour.
Yeah.
Switches out a battery, so straight away I'm like sick,
wounded. Like, oh my god, you tit!
Gonna be a great flight this. So for some reason,
fucking Wally.
For some reason, put the Switch in the little thing, you know, in front of the
I'm never doing that again.
Got off the plane, didn't think about it, like didn't think about it because obviously I want playing my Switch, so I didn't think at the end of the journey like I better pack my Switch up. Get into the hotel, real nice check-in, pull everything out my bags to like just hang stuff up. Can't find my Switch, wonder where that is. Still got my charger. Yeah, Switch is gone. Cool. So
call the airline.
It's fucking gone. Do what?
Did you call the airline?
No, but
why?
Basically
it'll be in lost property somewhere.
So I got in touch with Thompson at the hotel because he had reps at the hotel.
Yeah.
And they basically said, we'll put a call in for, well, I did, yeah, because they were like, we'll put a call in for you.
Yeah.
And if it's being found, we'll let you know. But she was like, a lot of the times, unfortunately, stuff just does get taken by like staff and stuff. And I was like, okay, that sucks. But insurance claim came out. And also, I also lost two other games as well as Pokemon. So I'm getting $450 back in return, which is good. So I think
I'm gonna get an OLED.
That's exactly what I'm gonna do.
Yeah. Then you still have your digital library. And cloud saves as well.
I think so. I think I turned cloud saves on because I think I got burnt. I can't remember if it was on my PlayStation or my Nintendo, but basically, I got burned with cloud saves where I think I automatically assumed stuff saved on the cloud and I had to turn it on. I think it might have been on PS4 or PS5, but I can't remember what it was, but I just remember losing loads of fucking progress. I think it might have been on Final Fantasy 15 or like some kind of real long fucking RPG, and I was like, right, that's it. I'm never fucking touching that game again now. So I've just lost all that progress.
That's a shame.
Speaking of Final Fantasy, have you seen 16 is apparently nearly finished?
Let's fucking go. This guy's gonna be getting the big stinky collector's pre-order when that comes out.
Forgotten what the creator of the game is called, like main director, but he was saying it's right.
The guy who does Final Fantasy 14, isn't it? I always forget his name. But yeah, it's a given, isn't it? I'm buzzing about that. Also, speaking about other games, Kingdom Hearts 4.
I knew you were going to fucking say that.
And this is my direct plea now to Tetsuya Nomura. Stop. We don't need any more. We're done. It's over. You've spent the best part of 20 years trying to make one cohesive story. We don't need another saga. We don't need part 4. End it. Please.
But haven't they kind of gone like a multiverse with it? Like even something else I saw where they've introduced like a new IP into it.
I don't know. I haven't got and this is a man who's played every game, every single one. I haven't got a fucking clue what's happening. Not an idea. I was speaking to my friend Andy the other day. I used to work with him in game. He was asking me questions about Kingdom Hearts. He goes, I haven't bought the DLC yet for Kingdom Hearts 3. Should I get it? And I said, no, you should not. Because he was like, does it make the story make any more sense? And I went, it makes it make less sense. So don't buy it. Don't buy it. I know I'm going to buy 4, but and this is to anyone listening. If you've never played it before, don't start. Don't start, because it doesn't. You're going to play it and go, combat's great. There's a lot of flashy stuff happening, but when it comes down to the plot, I haven't got a fucking clue what's going on here. And this is coming from someone that's followed it since they were about 14, so the best part of 16 years, and I don't understand a fucking lick of that game anymore. No idea, none. But the trailer looked good. I thought the graphics looked good, and that was in Unreal Engine.
The graphics were really good.
Yeah, but that was in Unreal Engine 4 as well. And then he said in an interview afterwards, fucking Nomura, idiot. He was like, oh, but we're changing the engine to Unreal Engine 5. And I was like, well, that's an easy task, isn't it? Changing the entire game engine. So this demo that's taken you fucking 3 years or something to make, probably, null and void now, starting again. Fucking Wally, honestly. Just, I don't know. I'm excited to play it when I'm 45, because that's probably when it's going to come out. Which is a sad fact. You think when they announced 3, I was 16. When I played 3, I was 27. Put that in perspective. 10 years. I'm going to be 40 when that game comes out.
Speaking of long games, did you see the...
He'll be dead. Nomura will be dead by the time that game comes out.
He'll be gone.
He'll be fucking dust.
Did you see the 2001 Duke Nukem gameplay?
I saw an article about it. I was like, I don't care about Duke Nukem.
You know the story of Duke Nukem, though, don't you? Like, it was in development for 10 years or something.
And it came out and it was shit anyway. Yeah. It was the one that Bethesda
So basically,
terrible.
They found somebody leaked a build that was apparently like 80% complete or something. It looks. I wish they'd put it out. It's got that really appealing. You can tell it's kind of like a bit of a naff game, but that makes it. Do you know those like kind of like 70% or 80% back in like the magazine day games, like, and you'd pick them up, not really know what to expect when you went down to Blockbusters and used to get games from there, and you got them, and you'd be like, Mercenaries 2 on PS2. I don't know why that game came to my head out of all the ones that are out there. Red Faction, to all those kind of games, like, where.
Not great, but.
Not great,
bad.
But not bad. And like, you don't really get that anymore. Do you know what I mean? A game's either really good or it's kind of just like shit.
There's too much money in it. There's not enough. Yeah. There's not enough studios wanting to take a risk anymore.
No, I think that's it. It was interesting looking at what Nintendo has planned for the rest of the year, though, because there's not.
Let's go. Xenoblade 3 in July. Oh my God. Oh my God. Have we even spoke about that on this?
We
live recorded like a thing that we never did.
We live recorded
a Nintendo Direct. And I knew the second the trailer started, I was like, this is Xenoblade 3. This is Xenoblade 3. Like, I'm telling you now, this is Xenoblade Chronicles 3. Like, I could tell, like, the second it came on screen, I was like, the editing's exactly like a Xenoblade trailer. And it was. And it was meant to come out in September, but it's been pushed forward. It's come forward to July. Let's fucking go. The collector's edition looks like it sucks, but I would buy it. It's a steelbook, not an old shitty art book, but whatever.
At the other end of the scale, you've got me getting excited for a trailer that I 100% thought was a fucking new Fire Emblem game, and instead we got a new Warriors game. With Fire Emblem branding and skins.
Oh my.
There's a new Fire Emblem coming. I'm telling you, like.
I'd honestly, when Xenoblade comes out.
You never played Three Houses, did you?
I don't care for it. I tried Awakening, couldn't get into it. I mean, I'm not even going to attempt Three Houses, I'll be honest with you. I just don't like grid based strategy games.
I find them dull. Came out in 2019.
Yeah, but the old Xenoblade Chronicles 3, though, It's meant to be tying up the, it's meant to be linking the stories of one and two into like a new cohesive storyline. And there's like these two, in the trailer, there's like two heads of two nations, that one looks like Melia from the first game, one looks like Nier from the second game. And in all the fan translated stuff on Twitter, which I've been following,
Twitter accounts are you following?
Xenoblade Chronicles English, and it's just like a fan run one, which is really, really good. But they have been taking all the Japanese like promo art of all the characters, and in the description it's like, this character carries a big shield, like, who does this remind you of? And it's like, well, that reminds me of Ryan from the first game. So they're going to be, each of the characters is going to be a descendant of one of the antagonists, protagonists from both the games, and it's going to be fucking sick, and it's going to be game of the year. It's game of the year without even coming out. So
tell you what, I am excited for, actually, because I was thinking before the call, I was like, right, what games can we chat about the obviously we've fucking spoken about Xenoblade Chronicles 3 now, but I was thinking, like, what games do I want to talk about?
Xenoblade Chronicles 3.
there's nothing I can think of in terms of like titles that have been announced. Like, it's Metroid Prime's 30th or maybe it's 35th anniversary this year.
Yeah.
Not Metroid Prime, sorry, Metroid. So I think that Metroid Prime remake or the trilogy or whatever that's meant to be, that's going to come out.
But they don't care.
No,
they don't give a shit. Well,
Dread's the best selling Metroid game ever. But then I guess with the Nintendo Switch's install, it makes sense, doesn't it? Because everyone's kind of like, oh, it's the best selling Metroid game, and it's like, well, yeah, because you put it out on the Nintendo Switch, and there's not that. Yeah, exactly.
Fuck all else out at that time. It's like, oh, a new game, I'll play it. It's an insane. Well, it's a good marketing strategy, because it's like, if there's nothing else out for it, I will buy this game regardless, which is fair. It's working.
It finally, something appeared. I think it was like a ratings listing or something appeared for the Resident Evil Reverse multiplayer bird. We need to play that when it comes out, because it was funny as fuck.
No, we don't.
No, we do. Honestly, it was so hilariously cheap. No, it was enjoyable.
I'm not playing a Resi game. Sorry.
Here he is. How far into it did you get?
I didn't even install it.
Are you kidding me?
No, didn't even download it. Redeemed. Oh. Redeemed. Never played.
Cheers, Capcom.
Yeah, I got as far as redeeming the code, and that was it. I'm being honest.
I just thought, nah.
There was a moment where I was like, I might give that a go, and then I went to hit X in install, and I was like, no, I won't. I'm not going to enjoy it. I'm not doing it. I don't want to be anxious and shitting my pants in my own front room. That's the thing for it. Fuck. Yeah, I was just like, never mind, fuck it. Nah, I've bitten that off.
Yeah. I'm gonna do it. Yeah. Oh, that's funny as. Right, well, let's leave it there.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to watch Better Call Saul, because it is, fuck it. Have you been up to date with it?
I've not watched an episode.
Oh, mate, you're missing out.
Is it good?
Get Better Call Saul watched. Get it watched. It's fucking,
I mean, incredible. I have Netflix. I could watch it. I started watching that John Wayne Gacy, like, the tapes thing. That's good.
Speaking of Netflix, really quickly, have you seen they're doing a Streets of Rage film?
I haven't. I can tell you I've cancelled my subscription, though, because they've put the price up.
Oh, God, a reminder, I need to do that, actually.
Yeah, cancel my subscription.
I'll probably do that once Better Call Saul's finished.
Yeah, just I was like, I'm not paying more for this. There's not enough on here for me to watch.
No.
Just bin it off. And I'm already paying for Disney Plus that I never fucking watch.
I was going to say, that's what I was going to say, we're all juggling like fucking two or three other subscriptions as well.
Yeah, I'm just going to fucking cut everything, to be honest. I was saying this the other day. Apparently, they're meant to be putting on Netflix, they're meant to be putting ads on it. On the lowest price tier, they're meant to put in adverts. And I was saying, I would be happy having a free subscription with ads on Netflix.
Oh, I would, yeah.
You know, like ad breaks. I'd happily get served ads, like, you know, on YouTube.
Yeah.
I'd get served ads. I'd get up, go make a coffee, make a cup of tea, get some water, come back, sit down.
Yeah, but then you think, you say that, but if you were like, every 15 minutes of a film, you've then got some shit advert.
No,
for,
within reason, you know. Like,
that's what I mean, within reason. But within, you're not like, going to reason with the fucking. You're not going to reason with the big boys at Netflix, are you?
They wouldn't do it because then no one would watch it. Like, no. I think you know, like how you'd used to watch something on ITV, it'd be every half hour, there'd be an advert.
Yeah.
And then just do that, it'd be fine with me. Go for
a piss. I think Netflix is fucked, in all honesty.
Nah, it ain't. It's a monolith. People just keep paying and paying and paying to watch it. Like,
But all these companies operate at losses, don't they?
Yeah, but it's too big to fail at this
same,
point. Yeah.
Same with
the company. Yeah, right. The company operates at a loss. The CEO doesn't.
No, of course not. No, it's weird to me when you just think big companies like that can just operate at a loss and it's still...
Capitalism, baby.
I know, it's a weird fucking place. Right, yeah. What time are you playing at Slam Dunk?
Yes.
what time are you playing at Slam Dunk? Yes.
Mate, you're asking me, what time are you playing this gig in 3 weeks' time? I don't fucking know. I'll have a look on the thing now. I'll tell you off their official website.
Time's loading.
Loading's the day before. So I don't know why I know that. Because I was looking at travel stuff before. It is at, we play, it's actually quite early at 7:50, which is
nice early,
which is decent. I'd rather do that than fucking be done by. We've only got an hour and 10, so I'll right, change over an hour and fuck me, it's an hour and 10 change over. Laughing.
Well, I've.
For us, which is good for us, just means that we can get everything working and make sure nothing fucking blows up.
There we go. Right, so if you're listening and if you're off to Slam Dunk,
come watch us, it'd be good. We haven't announced it yet, but it might be up by the time, well, it won't be up by the time this goes out, but for you get a sneak peek here, we're doing an exclusive t-shirt and an exclusive flag for Slam Dunk. T-shirt's limited, I think it's 125 per day. And the flags are limited to 75 per day. So if you want one, come get one. It's good. It's very funny. I'll show you later.
Right. And to everyone else, thank you so much if you're listening. We appreciate it. It's been a while since the last episode. So thank you for coming back. This one was just me and West for logistical reasons, but we are going to return to our usual format of getting a sexy guest on every 2 weeks. So... keep your ears peeled and we will have we'll have more fun and games for you planned in the future. Thank you, stay safe, look after each other,
stay sexy apparently as well. Fucking hell.